Hello, and welcome to this very first podcast. My name is Katie Walker, and for those of you that know, I do a TikTok page based on all things neurospicy. I use the word neurospicy as a term to describe all sorts of mental health conditions such as autism, ADHD, PDA, ARFID, which is an avoidance and restrictive eating disorder, anxiety, or all of the above, all mixed into one. Now, I have three children with all of those diagnoses in my house. And so our house is considered a neurospicy household. I started this podcast as a way of just kind of offering support, sharing my experiences, and how I kind of try and navigate my way through neurospicy life the best way I can, in the most positive way that I possibly can. And I must admit, I do quite a lot of walking. It's my only free time with the dog outside of the house, away from the children to give me a chance to think. And there just wasn't much out there for in podcasts about the kind of topics that I would like to talk to you about. So it wasn't there. So I've decided to create it. Why not? I'd like to talk to you about trying to get this balance within the home, especially when you have children with neurospicy needs and alongside possible EHCPs, possible tribunals, CAMHS waiting lists, endless meetings and telephone calls and emails from the school, and you can throw in a sprinkling of parental stigma while we're there. It is a minefield, and if you are feeling overwhelmed, I hear you, I see you, and I am there with you. Here in my own household, I go through all those same things. My youngest is 7, my middle child is 13, and my older one is 18. Now, balance is a constant battle, and it's something that I try so hard to get every single day. But I've got to be honest, I feel like I'm winging it each and every day. So, welcome to the Winging It Club. However, balance is something really individual, isn't it? It goes towards your own personality and your own circumstances. So what I see as balance, you may not. You might see as chaos, and vice versa. With the overwhelming needs of children, of the children's needs, you may find that you never achieve that perfect balance. But let me ask you, have a think. What is that perfect balance? What does it look like? How do you know when you've achieved it? I have friends that have neurotypical children juggling full-time jobs, after-school clubs, and play dates. And I have neurospicy friends that are juggling moment-to-moment, needs-based interventions with their children, both feeling equally dissatisfied with their version of balance. So it led me to thinking, what is it we're all striving to get here? Maybe it's not balance at all. Perhaps it's more about acceptance and leaning into what is. When we're battling school meetings, EHCP tribunals, CAMHS waiting lists, and our own children's daily interventions, we can become the stress. Let me explain. Our minds can flit from one stress to another without really any level of acceptance, because quite frankly, what we're dealing with is unfair. We shouldn't have to accept it. But what if we move to a different position with that thinking? What if we accept that the CAMHS waiting list is too long, but we're doing the best we can? What if we can accept that the EHCP tribunal is really difficult because the school won't back us up, but we're doing the best we can? What if we accept that the school interventions and opinions hinder the day to day, but we're doing the best we can? What if we accept the parental stigma from professionals and society's understanding of neurospicy needs is certainly lacking, but we provide challenge when necessary and we are trying our best? Can any more be asked of you? You are showing up every single day. So, what if we take these stresses, we notice them, we observe them, and we're dealing with them, but we're doing the best we can, and we start to accept them for what they are, rather than Now you may be thinking, well, what do you mean absorb them? What does that feel like? So when you absorb all of these stresses, your brain will be flitting, your mind will be flitting from one thing to the other, and everything feels overwhelming and everything feels stressful. And if you find that you can't quieten the mind or you can't switch off from it all, then you are likely absorbing all of that stress. So if every time you speak to a friend, it's all that's coming up, if every time you sit and have a quiet mind, you're finding yourself not wanting to sit and have a quiet mind, you're going to be really busy instead because you just cannot get it off your mind. That's when you know that you are overwhelmed and you are absorbing these stresses. So let me explain a little bit more about why we shouldn't absorb them. I use a hypothetical example to kind of show my point. Have you ever had a anxiety or panic attack? I have. It is literally the worst feeling in the world, I'm sure. When we have a panic attack or an anxiety attack, what can happen is our breathing can change to an increased rapid rate. And we can feel that we can't control it, which then creates more panic and anxiety. But when we have a panic attack, if you were to seek counselling or CBT therapy, in those sessions, you would be taught to notice and list five things that you can see, five things that you can smell, five things that you can hear, and five things that you can touch, etc. Basically, you're being taught to take your mind off of your breathing and focus on anything but your breathing. This, in turn, will lessen the panic attack and regulate the breathing, which will then stop the panic attack. So, what we need to not do is focus on the thing that's bothering us in order to calm slightly. Focus on your breathing now. If you focus on it right now, you'll almost forget what breathing or what style of breathing is considered normal. And if you focus on your breath, the panic attack can become much worse. Rather than focusing on the things you can hear, see, smell, or touch. Now, in the same way with outside stresses, and what I mean by outside stresses is the CAMHS and the HCP and the school, anything that's not your child, don't absorb it. Don't become that stress. Of course, we've got to deal with it. We've got to work alongside it. But we are doing that. We're showing up every day and we're doing the best we can. But we don't have to absorb it. Now, sometimes when there's a lot going on, and lots of times there can be, what I find helpful is to focus on one day at a time. Just the day I'm in, not tomorrow, not the TAF meeting next week, or the horrible comment I received at school yesterday, just today. You see, you can't heal autism or ADHD or PDA, and you can't do everything at once. So, a level of acceptance to this stress is best. Look at the last 2 years. You've done it all, you've shown up, you've got through it, and you will continue to do so. Trust yourself. Lean into the chaos, and you'll see it as something you need to do, of course, but don't let it swallow you up. That will lower your stress levels and give you a certain level of acceptance that is possibly still fighting for balance, which is where we started this podcast, a balance that we're not entirely sure how to achieve or what exactly that is. Have a little look at your expectations, because of course, this is where the idea of balance comes from, your own expectations, which will be very different from mine. And accept your limitations. The reality is, after you've managed the children's needs, you then need to take care of your own needs. Because if you're anything like my household, after the children's needs are met, there's very little left. And so, quite frankly, if I can manage something for 20 minutes or 25 minutes, then that's a winning day. So that's my expectation. And that's the only expectation I have. So your reality could be the same. Your reality could be that once you've managed the children's needs, You then take care of your own needs. You are here. You care about your children and you care about yourself. You are showing up. You are doing your very best and you are doing an incredible job. What you're doing for yourself and your children truly matters. So let me ask you something. What do you need? What do you need? Now, I know that you're going to respond with, I need to write notes for next week's meeting with school. I need to submit as evidence for the tribunal. And I need to buy waffles from the shop because that's all my child will eat. But I'm asking, what do you need? What do you need? You'll likely now switch to, oh, I'm okay. I'm good. What do you need? What do you need? Maybe a hug? Maybe a walk outside in the fresh air without any children? Maybe a hot, undisturbed bath? Perhaps you need someone to talk to on the phone or over FaceTime or perhaps even in person. It's lonely, it's isolating being a special needs mum. What do you need? Perhaps write out three or four things now. Pause this podcast. Have a look at your calendar for the week. Where can you squeeze these things that you need in? You may not fit them all into 1 week, but what can you fit in? You may need to get creative with fitting these in, and that's okay. It may be that you listen to a meditation while the children are on their iPads, just for 5 minutes a day. Just to try and clear your mind. That's okay. It may be that you reach out to that friend via the phone or via FaceTime or even in person with your children if need be. So maybe talk about something other than the children. Talk about you. Outside of the children's needs. Just by giving yourself those small things in the week doesn't mean you won't get it all done. You will get it all done. Those small things won't make any difference. They won't hinder you. And just remember that in these breaks, they're your breaks. You've not absorbed the stress, although you're dealing with it. You can have these breaks and not have your mind on it. Now, of course, if this is something new to you, it's a behaviour that you will have to learn and it may take some time to kind of learn to switch off. Of course, it's not going to come overnight. Give it a go. You don't need to lose yourself in the process of parenting neurospicy children. Try and keep at least 2% of your battery for you. That's not a lot, let's face it, but it's a good starting point. Do you not think? You are incredible. You are doing things that you don't choose to do, and yet you're still doing them. You are being emotionally pulled left, right, and center because that's your child and it can't get any more personal than that. And you are still showing up and starting each day brand new. Adjust your expectations and accept your limitations. Pause this podcast and just think about that for a moment. Adjust your expectations and accept your limitations. My personal limitations to share is that of the special needs in my house. I can't change ADHD, autism, PDA or ARFID, but I can try and make it a little easier for my children by placing in interventions that work. This takes a lot of my time. This is my limitation. But this is the most important job in the world. Feel proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. You should feel proud of you. I hope this podcast has given you a few things to think about and helped to give you some you time to lose yourself in a podcast for just a few moments. I hope you have the most beautiful day. See you soon.